Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Now, we're probably going to have a few, I guess, conniptions tonight. Our studio's acting kind of crazy, the board at least. And I've been on the road. I was in Indianapolis, Indiana this morning. And my daughter got married. So congratulations to her and her new husband. And I went by their apartment, and it's really nice. And I keep hearing this buzzing thing in my ears, so everything's driving me crazy. But otherwise than that, I'm doing fine. It's the best show on the Internet on Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. Mountain. And you're listening to the most exciting 1 hour and 30 minutes of pure magic enjoyment. If you want to get any of my books, you can get them at www.dsmpublications.net, and that's where you can find all of my great books, especially my new book. I love writing a fun love story. Our numbers tonight have reached 16,201, so before the end of the month, we'll be at 17,000. If you want to reach me by email, you can reach me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or DonSMcClure at AOL.com or DonSMcClure@DSM.net. We're going to see why this phone keeps buzzing in my ear, but otherwise than that, I'm doing fine. Oh, man, this is just ridiculous. I got two lines up at one time. Anyway, if you want to listen to the show, you can call in at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can listen to the show now, so you don't always have to have the Internet. And I want to send a special shout-out to my daughter and her new husband. So, again, hey, enjoy life, and nobody can pick who you want. You have to pick who you're in love with and whoever you want to be with. So doesn't matter what I think or anybody else thinks, as long as you're happy. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking about understanding your purpose and God's wisdom in my life and as well as your life. We each believe we are all given birth for a purpose in life. Some of us are created to be teachers. Some of us were created to guide. Some of us were created to build. And some of us were created to bring forth beauty and understanding. So again, we're going to get right back to that. We're going to play a couple of quick PSAs. And when I come back, we'll be ready to do the show. And again, I hope this thing just quits going in my ear with this sound buzz. I don't know what this is. But anyway, I'm going to enjoy my Friday night. It's a little bit different. It's been a long day, so you may not hear me be as chipper as always. But anyway, I'm here, open my eyes today, and I want you to think about the things you're doing today. And congratulations to all of my associates and friends who are doing quite well, and my best friend in Memphis, Tennessee, Lieutenant Higgins. He just sent me some stuff that I needed. So again, let's get to this PSA, then when we come back, we'll play a track, and I'll see if I can fix these phone lines.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
And that's one of my greatest books, which also is going to be on audio within the next 30 days, so you'll be able to actually get the audio tracks. And I think you're going to enjoy that. Well, it's time to start our show, and we're going to be talking about God's wisdom. So if you know what your purpose is in life, or you're trying to find it, and you're just not sure, we want you to talk to God and see what you can do about that, because, again, it's like I saw the movie Noah. Excellent, excellent movie. And he talked about the biggest thing that God gave man and woman was choice. So we want you to think about that while we play this track from Dreamgirls. It's considered Jimmy Early, and he's been singing, and he just decides that he doesn't want to sing any sad songs anymore. He wants to get his own style back. So let's listen to Eddie Murphy doing Jimmy Early, and it's going to pep up at the end, but he's going to start singing real slow, and then he's going to say he can't sing that stuff anymore. And then we're going to get back to you and talk more on our show. So let's listen to Jimmy Early.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Early.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit man, bop, bop, bop it out of bebop, bop, bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. One, two, three, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
Talking about in Dreamgirls, he feels he has a purpose, and all of a sudden, the owner of the label doesn't want him to record any new tracks. He wants him to sing a lot of sad songs. And Jimmy says that's not his purpose in life. His purpose is to be Jimmy Early. And so if you haven't seen the movie, I think you really need to see that movie. It's a great movie, outstanding movie. Right now, we're just getting a lot of sub sound. I guess because I'm just on the wrong lines and stuff like that. But anyway, we're going to enjoy the show tonight. We've got a lot of great music to play for you. Now, remember we were talking about purpose. Well, there's a young lady that we're going to talk about. And she is dynamic due to the fact that some of you have heard me mention her earlier. But her name is Valerie Daniels Carter, and she lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in 1992, she started her first Burger King franchise with her and her brother, John Daniels Jr. The company commenced operations in 1984 with a single Burger King restaurant, and then they grew into a 38-store operation with 12 units located in the metropolitan Milwaukee and 26 units located in metropolitan Detroit, 8 of which were acquired in 2001. V&J Foods of Michigan, Illinois, LLC, was the name of the corporation. Well, when I met this young lady, we were talking about how far she had grown and things like that. And by the time I had reached her, she had 103 restaurants. Now, I was just totally amazed because to have 103 franchises, you and your brother and your husband, and then her husband passed, but for V&J National Enterprises, LLC, and V&J United Enterprises, LLC, they were Pizza Hut franchises in 1997 and 1999, respectively. They were in the Syracuse, Rochester, Albany, and Western Massachusetts markets, operating 64 restaurants and 4 non-traditional sites collectively. Now, she's living in Milwaukee. They're based in Milwaukee, but they're owning restaurants all over the country, so they continued to grow. Well, V&J Holding Companies, Inc. became the largest female-owned operations in the United States, as well as the largest minority-owned Pizza Hut franchise in the U.S. With all restaurants combined, V&J is one of the largest restaurant franchise companies in the country. Now, an African-American woman like that with her brother shows the unity and the wisdom between family, because you always hear people talking about family don't work together. Then, number two, her husband was involved before he died. Now, she's grown even bigger than that since then. The reason why I brought her up is because she believes that talking to God, he gave her the wisdom to start putting minority-owned restaurants or franchises in impoverished areas, areas that didn't have a lot, areas that were low-serviced. So she decided to put the restaurants there. Well, the most important thing about this situation was the fact that she had a vision and she used God's wisdom. That helped her to get into the minority-owned franchise business area, but also to give hundreds and hundreds of young people jobs. So when we talk about God's wisdom, it must have been God's wisdom to get her to learn how to have her first franchise. And we're going to talk about her success because V&J, she says, attributes its success to focus and commitment and committed employees, great values, and efficient operations. Each affiliate company within the V&J group has direct management to assure efficient and prompt customer satisfaction. Our company's motto is YATSE. You are the standard of excellence. V&J is a team player and corporate leader. Now, we're always on the internet talking about we like people's likes, but you got to support these people. God has given you the wisdom to open the door to learn about different people. That's what Facebook is for. He's also giving you the wisdom to support them so that in turn, as they grow, your community grows, your industry grows, your individual relationships grow, and you can be just as powerful as Oprah Winfrey, like this young lady. I mean, to have 137 restaurants, and now she's gone, and like I said, to some new areas with other franchises. So it's almost like I tell people, when we talk about God's wisdom, the wisdom is to know what's in your community, to know what people do, to understand what other people do. That's why he was talking to Noah. He was saying, man has messed up the earth, so I'm giving you the wisdom so that you can bring two of every kind of animal there is. Wish there had been two of me. But he asked them to bring two of every animal to the ship, two of everything, two snails, two plants, two everything, so that he could start all over again. And it's a magnificent story that you need to see, because at the end, it talks about God making sure that Noah understands and the people around him understand it's about choice. So God's wisdom is not for you to follow everybody else in the world. It's for you to find your own wisdom within God. And you don't have to be anybody else. Just like I said, my daughter got married to a guy that seems to be pretty nice. I don't really know him that well. But if she's happy with him, then I'm happy with him. And like I told him, as long as he doesn't abuse my daughter, I'm fine. Then in the meantime, maybe they'll stay together 150 years. I don't know. But the point is, have some wisdom about what you're doing. Find your place in life. And don't always shut other people out. You know, we get so busy talking about we're Muslim, we're Christian, we're this, we're that. We're supposed to be talking to the people outside of our faith, outside of our church, not everybody inside our church. And all great music doesn't have to be classified as Christian music or gospel music. Let us just let it be a song that you like. We're going to get to a track. I think we fixed our little ding thing that was happening. And I want to send a very special shout out to someone who lives in Indiana. She has an exercise thing of getting people to work. Her name is Anita. And she deserves a special shout out because she wants to see people work better, walk better, live longer. And there's a lot of people out there trying to do things. There's a friend of mine in Atlanta that I have to send a shout out. She has her own little exercise camp type thing. She's been on my show. So again, these are people out there trying to change things. And the best person in the world is my producer and my assistant, who I never talk about, but I have a great assistant. She always helps me out a lot. So anyway, let's get to Lyra, Soul in Mind, and we have played it before, but I want you to listen to the words again to that, because again, Lyra is super bad, and we got some super bad tracks for you.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend, give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain.
Soul in mind.
You know, we're always talking again about wisdom. And like I said, again, I want you to think about this. You have to find what God's wisdom is for you. If it means to become a minister, then do that. If it means becoming a great singer or getting involved in singing, you should do that. Because the most important thing is you have to have a personal relationship with God. You can't base it on what other people think and what other people want to do and what success other people have had. We're talking about V&J Enterprises, a great young woman that's still around, still alive, and doing great things. Her company has received numerous awards and has been showcased in many national publications. They are proud of their people who are tenured and experienced with this fast food industry. Her team consistently delivers excellent results within the operational footprint, whether it's urban, suburban, or rural markets. V&J senior management team is a professional group of individuals that are highly respected in the marketplace. The seasoned group is committed to the continual development of their organization. The restaurant management group of V&J is talented and mature, each committed to his or her areas of responsibility. That means if you're in a marriage or a relationship, you've got to be responsible for your half of the wisdom part in that relationship. Doesn't mean you're always going to be right. Doesn't mean you're always going to see it right. In addition to senior management, the company employs a number of certified technicians in maintenance, technology, physical plant, and finance. The administrative support teams embrace the vision by ensuring efficient operations within the regional offices and corporate headquarters. The company prides itself on involvement in civic, educational, and promotional activities. That's how I met her, because I had a Black History calendar she got involved in. She got involved in the Black History Awards that I had, the 28 Days of February project, and it all started by me writing her a letter. I searched out and found out that she was one of the 10 top most powerful Black people in the country. So I wanted to do that. V&J is committed to sharing its experience with other operators, entrepreneurs, franchise owners, and the youth. She believes in that. Her mission at V&J is to provide an excellent standard of customer service to each and every customer served on each and every visit. We will be the absolute in our industry. We are the standard by which all others should measure when it comes to superior hospitality service, cleanliness, quality, and value. I mean, you have to think about that. I remember getting the email from somebody. Actually, it was on a Facebook, and they were talking about a young woman back in the day that it became very successful. And I said, that is really great, because we need to know everybody. And I also pointed out that Valerie Daniels Carter, just think about this. She's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We don't, not Atlanta, not Chicago, not Detroit, not Washington, not California. This woman started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we don't give much credit to Milwaukee, but they have one of the most powerful women in the world. What I'm saying to you, God's wisdom is for you to look inside your family. There are probably some powerful people in your family that you're not sharing their abilities with. There's probably some powerful people in your community that you're not even talking to because you're constantly looking at others outside of your community. It's amazing to me how God gives us great things in the United States, and we're always talking about overseas. We're always talking as if like there's nothing here. And then when I ask people, have you been to this museum? Have you been to that museum? Have you just taken a ride down the road? They go like, no, I hadn't done that. I say, okay, well, don't just discount the United States. God's wisdom and beauty, if he did it in 7 days and he created everything that's out here, that beauty's still out here for you to take part in. So when you're cruising down the road, do like I do. I stop at a rest stop, take pictures, look at it, and just enjoy its beauty because it's still out there. You can have a great day and a great life as long as you keep God's wisdom, which means that you need to be talking to him so he can guide you down the right path. We're going to play a quick PSA, which is my favorite, about light bulbs. And when I come back, we'll be ready to do more of the show. We're talking about purpose. And really, we're trying to get you to think of what your purpose is, because I don't want you to be scattered. And I do want you to have a stronger and better relationship with God. So let's listen to this PSA that I like on light bulbs, and when we come back, we've got some more great music to play for you tonight and make you think.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And I just love that when he says, "You're a pretty bright guy, Grandpa." That's killing me. But today is a great day. It's Friday. It is the 8th. I am up to 16,201 listeners. Probably even more than that now that people are using their phones. My board is lit up with blue all over the place. You know, and I can travel the country and just look at my laptop and see my board. That is so amazing. We're going to play a track for you by Donna Summers called Last Dance. And again, think about purpose. She's saying it's the last dance, last romance for love, and she knows this is going to work for her. Again, sometimes when we ask God for things, he gives it to us. But the wisdom that we don't have is sometimes we don't know how to appreciate it. So we got to really think about that. And again, I say to people, make life what you want it to be. It's not going to be all cherries and uplifting, but it is going to be a life worth living because you're still around. You're still able to see the day go. And yeah, you're going to have some lumps and bumps. I know I've had them today. But again, I want you to think about purpose. And I want you to think about that young lady that started with one Burger King, her and her brother. And actually, she wasn't even doing that at first. We're going to talk about what else she did, too, because now she's teamed up with one of NBA's most famous and valuable players, Shaquille O'Neal, to expand the horizons of a franchise called Auntie Annie's Famous Pretzels. So now it's V&J and O'Neal Enterprises, and it was established in 2006 by Valerie Daniels Carter and Shaquille O'Neal. So, see, a lot of times you're buying stuff and you don't even know who's behind these types of things. So that was a good thing, and like I said, it was established in 2006. It is called Auntie Anne's Soft Pretzel Corporation into the Eastland Mall in Harperwood, Michigan. The next location will open in Saginaw, Michigan at the Fashion Square Mall. So they probably opened it by next year because that was 2006. So Valerie Daniels Carter has been widely recognized for her business judgment, having served on financial and corporate boards and have led civic and business organizations. Again, she is recognized by Essence Magazine as one of the 50 most admired African Americans in the United States, joining the company of Oprah Winfrey and Colin Powell. Man, that is deep. But the first thing she started, her very first job, she began her career with First Wisconsin National Bank, which is now U.S. Bank, as a retail and commercial lender. She later accepted a position as an auditor for MGIC Investment Corporation in the Financial Underwriting Division. So this is a young lady that you really, really, really need to look at. Oh, and she has served as the president of Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., president of the Minority Franchise Association of Burger King Corporation, an executive board member of the National Franchise Association, and board member of First Star Bank, Auto Club Group AAA. So again, she's always doing something in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and she's just actively involved. So I want you to think about that. And then we're going to talk more about this young lady, and we're going to talk more about your purpose, because I want you to sit down and tell me what your purpose is. And I'm getting emails coming into my board already. Oh, I love my phone. I got an Android, and it does a lot of good things. So let's get to this next track by Donna Summers, Last Dance.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey, you know what I know what's missing tonight? My maid is not with me, and my producer's not talking to me. Oh, I don't know if I can take it. I miss them so much. They're so good. And I just saw a Facebook post from my darling Amaryllis Santiago. And she just said, I'm going to listen to the Donis McClure Show. Hey, Amaryllis. Tell your mommy I said hi. She's probably going to say, die, El Loco. But anyway, she's a great recording artist, too. And actually, she really did a lot getting our numbers up, getting people involved. And I want to send a special shout-out to Adele. Actually, I call her Dale. But you know what? I was talking to her, and to show you how sweetie-beady she is, I was telling her about my favorite movie in the world, Northwest Passage. And I got that as a gift. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about. Anyway, I want to thank her for that because I watched that movie like 15 zillion times. I think my CD player said, "Could you just got the movie. Why are you playing it over and over and over?" It was really good. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to watch it again and again on my laptop. Anyway, let's get to the show. I am having a ball, and we've got a track for you called If You Need a Friend, and it's by the Brand New Heavies. And my girl, Dawn Joseph, is in this track, and I really like it. And it's talking about purpose, because what they're saying is if you need a friend, God's wisdom lets you know who your friends are and who's behind you. And even though it gets rough sometimes, it's all going to work its way out. So let's listen to the Brand New Heavies called If You Need a Friend. And that's what that movie is about, actually, the Northwest Passage. You've really got to see that movie. I don't know if you can get it. But I have it, and I'm not loaning it out. So let me play the Brand New Heavies. I know my producer, if he was here, he'd probably say, well, you're going to give it to me. And I wouldn't give him nada, nuda, nothing. But let me play this song, the Brand New Heavies. And that's my girl with the brand new heavies. And actually, she's out there doing her own thing now, Dawn Joseph. So you can look her up on CD Baby, and she's doing pretty good. She's got another track called Can't Breathe that I just love. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on Friday. It is 7:42. The time is whizzing by, and we're talking about God's purpose for you as well as God's purpose for me. I remember being in Memphis, and he did so much in guiding me. And again, when you sit down and you really talk to him, you'll find that you can do some amazing things. And yes, you're going to have some bad days. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to get some new ones. You're going to get some old ones back. Your life's just going to go up and down like what Noah was dealing with. And I'm telling you, get that movie by Russell Crowe called Noah. You can get it at Redbox for $1. And yeah, I do promote them because they do pretty good by me. But again, I want you to think about your purpose. I want you to write it on a piece of paper and just look at it and think about it to yourself. You don't have to share it with anybody else. Just sit down and say, you know what, God, what is my purpose? And I'll bet you that when you pick up that piece of paper, you'll see it exactly written out like what you can do. There's a saying that everybody's born with a gift. And some of us, like I said, are teachers. Some of us were gifted to be guiders because we're not all the same. We're like ants. We constantly want to do something for people. We just need to find out what it is. And I think that's such an amazing thing, like Valerie Daniels Carter. She wanted to help people, and she's gone on to do other great things. So when you think about that, what you can do, just like Amarilla Santiago, I mean, she's always promoting other singers. It's just so many great people out there. I could name a million of them. But I think that when you think about what you're doing in life, who you are connected to in your lives, and the lives of others around the world, for our travels are just those made up of our decisions and choices. Hey, I wrote that. I like that. You know, somebody asked me, what did I study? And there is the information on the School of 100 Thoughts. And it really talks about Asian philosophy. And it's super great. So if you're ever looking for something just to read to broaden your horizon on philosophy, look up. It's on the Internet. It's free. The School of 100 Thoughts. And that's the name of the book, actually. It's the School of 100 Thoughts. It's all of the Asian philosophers. So they go all the way back to Confucius, all the way up to the first emperor and everybody. And I want you to read it because you'll find some different philosophies and how each one of the philosophers, they dealt with life. So again, I just think that when we talk about God's purpose, like I said, understanding your purpose and God's wisdom in your life, we each believe we were all given gifts at birth, and we definitely have a purpose, even if it's just to have a child, so that that child can grow up to become the greatest person in the world. I think a lot of times we get confused with understanding what our purpose is. Our purpose could be to be the best mother in the world, the best father in the world, the best guider. So don't always look for you to be in the front of the picture. Maybe sometimes you need to be in the background. That could be a good thing. You don't always have to be out there in the front. But by you coming into this world with your purpose, somebody else's purpose is connected to that. That's why when you have a child, sometimes they don't always do exactly like you want them to do. But their purpose in life is to be here, and they have a road of their own. And you can't judge that. So, again, I want you to think about that, and I want you to write it on a piece of paper and email it to me. Say, hey, I found my purpose, even if it's just washing windows. You know, we take so many things for granted. But if we don't have somebody out there planting the tomatoes, we don't have a fresh crop. So we really need to think about that. Everybody cannot be a CEO or be Oprah Winfrey or chairman of the board. But that job that they do is just as important. Matter of fact, we're going to play a track by my girl because I like her, and I'm going up and down my board trying to find her. We're going to play Cece, and she's singing a track called It Wasn't Easy. And I know it wasn't easy when my mommy had me, but I'm here. And you know what? When you think about what you're going through, it may not be easy, but guess what? You'll get through it.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nail through my head, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
Why we played that, because sometimes it isn't easy, but you know what, if you stick with something, it'll be worth it. And that's what I always have to tell people sometimes. It's never going to be easy doing anything. But the end result is it's definitely going to be worth it. Ooh, this phone is about to drive me crazy with this two people on the line at the same time. Anyway, we're going to play a track by Benny King called Stand By Me, written some time ago, and other people have done the song, but nobody can sing it like Ben E. King. And again, we want you to think about God's purpose in your life. And once you find it and truly understand it, then work with that, no matter what anybody says. But also understand what is purpose. Like that movie Noah, he thought his purpose was to get rid of the children at the end, but then he found out he was supposed to have mercy and let them live. So you got to give your wisdom a lot of thought, because sometimes you'll make a rash decision thinking that you made the right decision and sometimes you didn't. So let's get to Benny King, Stand By Me, and I like that track.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, as you stand by me.
Now, I want you to think about that track, because what he's saying is her purpose is to stand by him. And so when you got that special person, you got to stand by him. And that's why he says, whenever you're in trouble, just stand by me. And I think sometimes we get confused with that kind of stuff. But anyway, you got to find your purpose. Like tomorrow, I will be in Iowa at my sister's camp meet, and that's going to be really nice. I think all my brothers and sisters are going to be there, so that's going to be... But anyway, we're going to get to a track by Reuben Studdard, The Nearness of You, And what we're talking about tonight is purpose. We know Valerie Daniels found her purpose, and she had a great husband. And I'm so sorry that he died, but I think it was in a car accident. I'm not sure, but she still goes on, she still builds, and she builds for her brother and the whole family. And she's a great person. I've talked to her a couple of times. Her assistants are just jewels. So I want you to think about your purpose, where you're going in life. And something might happen to you, and then you need to change your purpose. But again, I want you to really consider sitting down, not with your friends, not with your girlfriends, not with your cousins, daughters, uncles, brothers, but talk to God yourself and find out what your purpose is. And you'd be surprised what he may tell you to do. He may tell you to become a postman or something. It may not be like becoming president of the United States. Let's get this track on and see if we can get this going. Reuben Studdard, The Nearness of You. And like I say, we're having a little technical difficulty, but what the heck. Still a good show on Friday.
The thrills and delights me. Oh no, baby. Yeah, it's just the nearness of you. Oh baby, baby. Isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation?
Grab me the ride.
Well, that was a great song. I think I missed the ending. Oh, man, this is not my day today. I was like, okay, did the song go off? Anyway, you listen to the Donis McClure Show, and if you want to call me and listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. And if you want to email me at McClureDonis@yahoo.com or Donis McClure at dsmpublications.net. And I'm going to be working on a couple of new projects, so that's going to cheer me up. Today I'm in a little bit of a, well, I'm happy for my daughter, but I'm a little bit in a little funk, a little bit. And so maybe it's all this driving around that I'm doing. But anyway, you're listening to the one and only Donis McClure. And, you know, now they call me Dr. Dr. Donis McClure. I like that. So when he's singing that Nearness of You, he's talking about me. The nearness of Don McClure. Oh, Lord. If my producer was here, he'd say, please don't sing. Please don't. Let me play this quick PSA. It is 8:03, and I am enjoying our show tonight as always. I mean, I just love me some Donis McClure. And I really love my fans, my 16,200. Man, that's a heck of a lot of people. That's more than some churches get. But listen to these PSAs, and when I come back, we're going to play some more great music. And again, you got to one day get a chance, if you're ever in the Philly area, you got to see my girl, Amaryllis Santiago, and see her perform. Woo! Turn out the stage. Just tune it up. But listen to these PSAs, and when I come back, we're still going to talk a little bit about God's wisdom and your purpose, because only you know what your purpose is.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be Child Care Aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered. The answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me sé eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Cover por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencias de su propio corazón.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And I definitely want my audience, I want you to make sure you get checked out, because that's important to me. I want you to be around like me and Methuselah and Moses for maybe 800 years. Don, Don, you're going to be on the boat with two animals. Okay, all right, all right. See, I miss my producer. Okay, let's get to this track that we played last week by Laura Wilson, Life Changes. Because you know what? She's a life changer. And at the end of that song, she keeps saying she's a life changer and she's also a demon fighter. And I really like that. So, again, for my new book, Rage of the Demons, hey, maybe I'll talk to Laura and see if I can use that in my new audios that's coming out next month. But anyway, let's listen to this track. It was great last week. Got a lot of requests for it to be played over again. So I said, okay, all right, I'll give in. Told you when that track, she's like that Stevie Wonder track I played last week, it just cut off. So, I don't know, maybe they needed to fade that out of them. But I'm a life changer, I'm an impactor, I'm a demon chaser, and I know I can't sing her. Oh, man, that just cracks me up, too. Anyway, that's Laura Wilson, and I asked you last week to look her up. So, again, we've got 17 more minutes into the show. And it's going pretty good. I'm a little bit blue, but I'm fine. I'm gonna slap myself. You know what? Sometimes, have you seen the movies where you look in the mirror And you slap yourself and yourself slaps you back. Oh, man, that is just too funny because myself talks to myself. You know, they have conversations all the time. Like, hey, Don, are you really going to drive there? And I go, yes, I really am. And it says, are you sure? And I say, yes, I am. We're going to play a track by the famous and renowned Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know. And what she's talking about, you know what, again, finding your purpose. That's the most important thing you can do in life. And once you find that, you don't have to guess anymore. And understand there's going to be hills and valleys. And I'm telling you, get that movie, Northwest Passage, with Spencer Tracy. And yes, it was made long before any of you were born. But you really got to listen to the words in that movie, and you really got to see it. It's a great movie. And I want to thank Dale for that. Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Dale. Oh, man. I must have said that about 15,000 times. But anyway, let's listen to this track, I Didn't Know, by Whitney Houston. And I got to send a special shout-out to my friend Alvin Spencer in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is reading my book, and he sent me some of his delicious, delicious coffee. So I'm drinking his coffee while I'm on the road. Maybe that's why I almost ran off the road. No, he's got some good coffee. Thank you, Alvin, because he's a great guy.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, pulled my head up high. I was not built to break. Didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up. I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. She wasn't built to break. And when she found her purpose and God told her what her purpose was, she said sometimes she almost crumbled. And just being in the entertainment business was really wearing on her. So, again, whatever it is you want to do, if you want to build widgets, if you want to be a stronger person, find your purpose in life. Because that's going to be the most important thing, not what everybody else wants you to do, but your purpose. And when you find good things, just appreciate them. Like when I go traveling and it's dark at one area where I'm traveling and it's raining, but the sun comes out in the others. So that's a good thing. And I am having a ball tonight with my audience. I just miss my producer so much. I can't talk to him tonight. So, and my maid is somewhere. So I'm traveling around. And, you know, I went through some areas in Indianapolis today. Because, as I said, I went down there to see my daughter and join in the celebration of her getting married. And you know what? It was such a strange city. I went through some areas I hadn't been in a while. And it's just the purpose of getting them together and making sure things change. So that's something that people are going to have to work on. And I did send my first letter out to the mayor of Chicago last week. So I hope he gets it because my mail has been going crazy. I shipped a book to Dale. And the U.S. Post Office has not got it there yet. And I'm really kind of angry at them. I'm going to have to do the wrath of Khan on them like Captain Kirk. Make them bleed. We got a few more minutes. Actually, we got 10 more minutes into the show, and I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying your company on a Friday night, my 16,200. And I'm going to be next Friday, we're going to be doing Latin night. So, again, I'm going to be playing a lot of Latin tracks, and they are really hot and good. A lot of Latin artists. Matter of fact, I'm going to play one right now as a preview to that for next week. Leslie Grace, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And I hope you still love me tomorrow. And I hope the whole world still loves me tomorrow because I'm Don S. McClure. But actually, I'm the one and only. And I like this track, Leslie Grace. So next week, don't forget, we're going to be going Latin next Friday. So get it out. Get your carambas and your uno, dos, tres, cuatros, or whatever they say. And you're going to enjoy that show. But let's give a preview with Leslie Grace. She took an old track by the Shirelles and redid it over. And the Shirelles were back there in the 60s. And it's called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Tonight you're mine.
Love.
Woo! I like that, man. I can see them señoritas out there dancing around. Saying, will you dance to love me? Don Corleone, will you still love me tomorrow? Don Corleone is Italian. God, no. Okay. Don Juan, will you still love me? Oh, okay, all right, all right. Anyway, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And somebody asked me what that stands for. I said smart, but actually it stands for Stuart. My mother named me Don Stuart McClure. Don, like the Spanish pronunciation, not Don, but Don. And you know what? I think I really do have some Spanish blood in me. I think I do. So I'm going to practice my Spanish a little better. That was my girl, Leslie Grace. Like I said, next Friday we are going to be doing a Spanish show. So let me get to my girl, Dawn Joseph. She's going to take us out of here. She's got a track called Can't Breathe. And like I said, next Friday we are definitely going to be Latin night, Spanish night, just the whole darn thing, the whole enchilada. But let's get to this track, and I have enjoyed my audience tonight. I'll be a little bit more peppier, and my soundboard won't be messing up next week because I'll be in the studio. How about that? And then that way I can control everything. I have complete control of your mind and your phone. My cousin said, there's something wrong with you, Don. We're going to have you commit it. Let's play Dawn Joseph, D-A-W-N. That's her first name. She's pretty, too. Got braids, dreads, and everything. And she plays guitar. I like that. And I hate when she comes to my ear and says, 60 seconds. Anyway, that's Dawn Joseph. You kill me. Hey, I like that part. She says, I'm riding in my car, and I'm wondering where Don is and what he's doing. She didn't say that. Listen, I got 39 seconds, so I got to say goodnight. And I'm going to put on this track by Whitney Houston called Call Me. Hey, I gave you my phone number. Call me. And anyway, hey, have a great Friday. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And yes, I'm in a little bit of blue, but like Amaryllis told me, don't worry about a little punky. You'll be okay. Hey, have a great weekend, and I will talk with you next Friday. It's a wrap for me tonight, so listen to this track if they let it play. Woo! And I gave you my phone number. Call me.
Try.